A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is coming to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingly power, I charge you to preach the word, to stay with this task, whether convenient or inconvenient, correcting, reproving, appealing, constantly teaching, and never losing patience. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desires, will surround themselves with teachers who tickle their ears. They will stop listening to the truth and will wander off to fables. As for you, be steady and self-possessed. Put up with hardship. Perform your work as an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Verbum Domini.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But what if salt goes flat? How can you restore its flavor? Then it is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Men do not light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. They set it on a stand where it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before men, so that they may see your goodness in your acts and give praise to your heavenly Father."
Verbum Domini.
Remember the rock from which you were hewn. This verse from Isaiah 51 begins a reminder, a promise on behalf of God to his people Israel. Before us has come the holy men and women who bore the promises of God, Abraham, Sarah, and Moses. In Isaiah 51, which is from a place of exile, God promises deliverance once more. But in the scriptures, God is often called the rock. So speaking blessing over Joseph, the tribe of Joseph, in Genesis 49:24, "Yet his bow remained unmoved, his arms were made agile, by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, by the name of the shepherd, the rock of Israel." Deuteronomy 32 speaks of the sweet and saving teaching that comes from the rock, the Lord whose work is perfect and just. So Saint Dominic is like the one sucking honey and oil from the rock and then speaking that as life-giving rain upon the earth. So quoting Deuteronomy 32, "Give ear, O heavens, while I speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock, whose work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and right is he. The Lord alone did lead them, there was no foreign God with them. And he made them suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock." In Psalm 42:8, we find, "I say to God, my rock," looking to him as a place of refuge and refreshment, as Moses struck the rock in the desert and water came forth. And this continues in the New Testament, that our Lord is often referred to the rock rejected by the builders, one of the most quoted Psalms, verses. He says this even of himself in the Synoptic Gospels. And St. Peter speaks in his first letter, chapter 2, "Come to him, that living stone, rejected by men, but in God's sight chosen and precious. And like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and he who believes in him will not be put to shame. To you, therefore, who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the very stone which the builders rejected has become the corner, and a stone that will make them stumble, a rock that will make them fall." So our Lord is the rock of our salvation. We have nothing to fear. And he brings others in to share in his strength. He's that great. He's better than that great. And Peter, who in a special way is the rock, in another way with the apostles and the priests of the new covenant, and in another way with all who are baptized, who in Christ offer in his body, the church, the most holy Eucharist, but offering all life together with the one sacrifice of Christ. We are built in him into a spiritual house. But today we celebrate Saint Dominic in the spiritual edifice that our Lord built upon his fidelity to the work of preaching, that the Dominicans are bearers of a promise, faithful to the work of contemplation of the Word of God, and out of that heart filled with true knowledge of love, their mouths will speak and bear forth the fruit of conversion. The Lord, who is faithful, has invited all of us through the saints to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ, that he is the rock who gave himself up to death, opening up his side as a cleft in the rock, and water poured forth from this fountain of eternal life, welling up from within the crushed rock of his broken heart. So in John 7:38, the Lord declares during the water festival, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within them." And in 1 Corinthians 3:11, we read, "No one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid." That God is the principal actor, the protagonist, who paves out the way of salvation anew in every age, who carves out the canyon, the Grand Canyon, through a river of living water. To some he has given a charism to be shared. To all he has given charisms. We were all baptized. We are all made Christians. We are chrismated again in confirmation. And in the many ways, the Holy Spirit acts in our lives. But all charisms are graces freely given to one for the salvation of others. And just as in matrimony or holy orders, the person only becomes holy by the sincere gift of himself, by using our talents and gifts from God. So Saint Dominic and Francis, dwelling deeply in Christ, opened up a new stream of grace in the desert of their time. And this grace continues to pour itself out and bring others to share in its power. And in different ways, God continues to give their charism to those who with them are built into a spiritual house. So we pray especially today for the Dominicans and all their collaborators. But to us who believe in God with them, who trust in God who gave to each one of us the grace to follow him more perfectly, we like our Lord the rock, and with him we will not be put to shame.